The liberation of Mecca, also known as the conquest of Mecca, is one of the most significant events in Islamic history. It took place in the 8th year of the Hijra and marked the end of the Prophet Muhammad's struggle against the Quraysh tribe and the establishment of Islam in its birthplace. The Prophet's role in this event exemplifies his wisdom, leadership, mercy, and dedication to justice and faith. Understanding this event and the role of Dua in his daily life provides profound lessons for Muslims today. The liberation of Mecca. Background: Treaty of Hudaybiyah. 2 years before the conquest, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed between the Muslims and the Quraysh, establishing a 10-year truce. However, the Quraysh violated this treaty by attacking the allies of the Muslims. Preparation for conquest. In response to the violation, the Prophet Muhammad gathered an army of 10,000 Muslims and marched towards Mecca, aiming to reclaim the city without bloodshed. The conquest. Entry into Mecca. The Prophet, peace be upon him, entered Mecca with humility, riding on his camel with his head lowered in gratitude to Allah. The Muslims entered the city without major resistance. Declaration of amnesty. Upon entering the Kaaba, the Prophet, peace be upon him, declared a general amnesty for the Quraysh, saying, "No blame will there be upon you today. Allah will forgive you, and He is the most merciful of the merciful." Surah Yusuf, 12:92. Destruction of idols. The Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered the removal of the idols inside and around the Kaaba, restoring the house of worship to the pure monotheism of Abraham. Lessons from the conquest of Mecca. Mercy and forgiveness. Act of forgiveness. The Prophet's, peace be upon him, act of forgiving the very people who had persecuted him and his followers for years teaches the profound lesson of mercy and forgiveness. This act transformed enemies into followers and exemplified the power of compassion. Strategic wisdom, careful planning. The conquest was meticulously planned to minimize bloodshed. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used strategic routes and psychological tactics to enter Mecca with minimal resistance. This showcases his strategic acumen and leadership skills. Humility. Humility in victory. Despite his triumph, the Prophet displayed humility, attributing the victory to Allah. His humility in the face of success is a timeless lesson for all leaders and believers. Dedication to monotheism. Restoration of the Kaaba. By removing the idols, the Prophet reaffirmed the principle of Tawhid, the oneness of Allah, emphasizing the importance of maintaining pure monotheism in worship. The role of Dua in daily life. Constant connection with Allah. Daily supplications. The Prophet, peace be upon him, engaged in Dua throughout his daily routines, seeking Allah's guidance, protection, and blessings. This constant connection with Allah fortified his spirit and provided clarity and strength. Morning and evening supplications. The Prophet, peace be upon him, would start and end his day with supplications, thanking Allah for the day and seeking protection for the night. Sahih Muslim. Supplication before and after meals. He taught specific duas to recite before and after eating, acknowledging Allah's provision. Sunan Abu Dawud. Supplication in decision making. Istikara, seeking guidance before making significant decisions. The Prophet, peace be upon him, would perform Salat al-Istikara, a prayer seeking Allah's guidance. This practice underscores the importance of seeking divine help in all matters. Sahih Bukhari. Supplication in adversity, dua in difficult times. The Prophet, peace be upon him, turned to dua during times of hardship, such as the Battle of Badr and the Tuf incident. His supplications reflected his reliance on Allah and his trust in divine wisdom. Sahih Muslim. Dua for the Ummah, praying for the community. The Prophet, peace be upon him, often made dua for his followers, seeking Allah's mercy, guidance, and protection for the entire Muslim community. His concern for the well-being of his Ummah is evident in these supplications. Sahih Muslim. Wisdom and understanding from the Prophet's practices. Holistic approach to life. Integration of faith and actions. The Prophet's, peace be upon him, life teaches that faith is not just a matter of belief but is integrated into every action, from daily routines to significant decisions. This holistic approach ensures a balanced and fulfilling life. Reliance on divine guidance, trust in Allah's plan. The Prophet's reliance on dua reflects a deep trust in Allah's plan and wisdom. This teaches believers to seek divine help in all aspects of life, trusting that Allah knows what is best. Model of leadership. Leading by example, The Prophet's actions during the conquest of Mecca and his daily life routines serve as a model for effective, compassionate, and just leadership. His life is a blueprint for those who aspire to lead with integrity and wisdom. Conclusion: The liberation of Mecca, led by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a profound example of mercy, strategic wisdom, humility, and dedication to monotheism. His life, deeply intertwined with the practice of dua, provides timeless lessons in seeking divine guidance and integrating faith into every aspect of life. By studying these events and practices, Muslims can gain valuable insights into living a balanced, just, and spiritually enriched life.